get together in a singing and
you know what a Yule log is.
Not exactly.
Well, they take a piece of a log and they hide it someplace in the, it should be in the forest. There's two places in Colorado, one's Palmer Lake and one's in Beulah. And they then hopefully there's a little snow around and, and the people go out and look for it, and the person that finds it, why then they get to write it back. They they pull them. I don't know. I've never seen them do it, but anyway.
That's a good thing, huh?
And then they take a piece of that log and put it back for next year to build a fire with.
Okay. I didn't know that. So they have a thing called a Yule log where people get together to sing. That sounds neat.
Yeah, it's a quite a... Well, it's... Log. It's a Christmas holiday celebration is what it is.
Sounds good.
You could read up on that, not the Beulah one, but about Yule log. I think it came from Germany.
I should have known that. Yeah, I definitely think it's a German thing, just like everything Christmassy, it seems. And then you have, Pueblo has the big state fair, right?
Right.
Do you go to that ever?
Oh, we haven't for several years because of the, we don't walk that well.
What is part of the state fair? What are some of the different things they have?
Oh, they have 4-H club exhibits, livestock exhibits, and they'll have
fancy work,
carnival. They'll have rodeo.
Sounds fun. I was just at the North Carolina State Fair 2 weeks ago. Didn't actually go in, but I drove by it because I was there for a conference, and it was big. I was like, oh, I'm not going to find them in there. These people were out night, and I said, oh, give up on that.
We also have, he didn't mention, but this is a yearly thing. You wouldn't call it a party, but it's an arts and crafts fair.
Well, they have one in August?
Yeah.
First
weekend in August.
Okay. I just stopped in at the one they had. They apparently need to do one in the fall too, so I went to that. It's smaller, really small, I guess, compared to the summer one.
Oh, here?
The
one up here. That's falling to Christmas, and they just had it this last weekend at the
Sunday,
community building.
Yeah, last weekend, right.
And this they have it up at the park.
Right.
When the Arts and Crafts Fair first started, it was an arts thing, and it was up and down the street down there where the post office in town.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. It's gotten a little too big, huh? Yeah. Overflow. Yeah, she was telling me there's like lots of people out there.
So. Yeah, that Arts and Crafts show, there'd be, normally 100 to 125 exhibitors and
that's big.
Vendors, they call them.
Maybe I'll come by next year. It's a nice time to visit.
That's the first weekend in August.
Okay. Do you know what a dude is? What is that?
Oh, somebody that... dresses a little different than the normal and seems pretty classy or...
Okay.
Or they might have a... Well, these people that come from, say, from New York or Chicago or somewhere back in that area to out here to a cattle ranch where they have what they call the dude ranches.
Okay, right. Is there a place here where, is there a place in Beulah where people are buried?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Cemetery.
Okay. And there's typically...